afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Wednesday, July 5th, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. At the moment, Mr. Scorpio seems to be unreachable. I'm not sure what the issue on his end is, but my cat is full of meows, fortunately. So I guess she wants to be a fill-in co-host for today. Hopefully we can keep her on topic. Nonetheless, we do have news and perspectives always flowing through our well, I guess these are independent websites still, you know. I mean, for the most part, they're not censored on most topics. But, of course, there's always a bit of absurdity, isn't there? Every month, it seems, if not week, lately. And the newest is no exception to that. A Secret Service is out there claiming... they're trying to dismiss this revelation... frantically, because the White House's reported incident where they found cocaine on the premises, and they're saying, oh my, how could this possibly happen? How could a politician possibly indulge in cocaine? I couldn't possibly imagine this. Completely unprecedented, must be a clerical error, and some white supremacist must have broke in, and he was doing some coke in there, who knows. So yeah, they're freaking out about, I mean, even little minute details like where it was located is being clarified, okay, by the media. Evidently, one source was claiming that it was found in the library at the White House, and the Secret Service is even giving their two cents now. Investigating how the cocaine got into the White House and, you know, trying to clarify where it was located. Like, that makes a difference. Like, it makes any difference whatsoever. I don't care where it was located. The Secret Service, though, nonetheless, they felt the need to clarify, claiming the White House cocaine was found in the West Wing, not the library. So there. Okay, it's okay. It's no big deal. The West Wing is where we have a designated coke area. So, you know, I don't know why people make a big thing about this. So, yeah, I'm not going to either, but that's out there. And evidently everyone has to report on it. It's the way it is. We have another death of a J.P. Morgan board member, adding to the bank's string of unusual deaths. On Sunday, we had James S. Crown die in an unusual single car accident, reportedly on a motorsport racetrack at a member-owned country club in Aspen, Colorado. Well, sounds sketchy already, right? So there's this, let's see, statement we have. The Pitkin County Coroner's Office said in a statement, the official cause of death is pending autopsy, although multiple blunt force trauma is evident. The sheriff's office indicated the earliest new information would be made available to the public next week. But in August of last year, Wall Street on Parade made a referral to the U.S. Department of Justice involving James S. Crown, who was a long member of the board of directors at J.P. Morgan Chase and two predecessor banks, Bank One Corporation, previously Bank One First Chicago Corporation, formerly, that was following mergers between the two banks, rather. And Crown seamlessly went from First Chicago, 91 to 96, to Bank One, 96 to 2004, to J.P. Morgan Chase, 2004 to present. A stunning tenure of 32 years for a board member dubbed an independent director. You love these titles they give him, right? So, we've had a lot of sketchy banker board member deaths, and there's just one more right there. In Michigan, A hate speech bill would make using the wrong pronoun a felony. And we're talking now $10,000 of a fine and potential prison time. Okay, all because you use the wrong gender pronoun as opposed to someone's preferred pronoun. You have to go to jail now in Michigan in some cases. Okay, that's how insane this system is. It reminds me of an article from earlier this year. It was, in Minnesota. And illegals have complete free college tuition. And it's just absurd. I mean, you know, where's the money for these programs? You know, where's the money for these programs? Of course, it is all about the redistribution of wealth, isn't it? You're not supposed to ask that. You're supposed to, well, have shame for your forefathers and hand money over to these immigrants of color. It's just the way the world needs to be. Let's see, new research paper, again confirming mRNA COVID-19 vaccines are gene therapy products. And yes, we've been saying this for years at this point, that, yeah, you know, the traditional definition of vaccine doesn't even apply here whatsoever. Not that those have ever been safe or effective. And very much a danger, even with the traditional vaccines and a lot of the so-called success stories over the years. I'm certainly not one to claim, oh, well, I'm not a vaccine denier. Actually, I am. I am a vaccine denier. I really don't think the industry has ever had any sort of sound evidence of being in the best interest of the public. And quite the opposite, really, quite the opposite. Indeed, all these experiments over the years have documented evidence of that. And now the population at large are guinea pigs. Moving forward, let's see, there was a commentary opinion piece on Hollywood predictive programming. It's kind of interesting. You might want to check it out. The source was Nicholas Reed. It was over at Blacklisted News. Hollywood predictive programming, white supremacy, and bioterrorism. And all of these screenplays, you know, white supremacists popping up everywhere, you know, as the domestic terrorist, bioterrorist, bad guys. It's interesting how much they want to condition the public with certain themes. And of course, the bioterror theme is, you know, amazingly recurring these days. Certainly doesn't seem to be by chance in frequency. The French riots are ongoing, and I don't know. You know, Wilhelm Velderhof, he was dismissing that France was burning these claims of it early on, and now he's not available for comment, unfortunately. But I mean, we've had so much confirmation that, you know, yes, this has not been overblown. This is considerable in the amount of video footage evidence we've seen. And of course, we're trying to complete wash any social media indications of just how dangerous, damaging this is. And of course, the fact that these non-French, these black and brown immigrants are seen in a very negative light, to put it mildly, by all of this. So corporate media, of course, is complete blackout on it. And they want to shut down social media, but it's getting out there. I mean, we have it spreading, of course, to a lot of neighboring countries we've been hearing about at this point. And so, yeah, it seems the earliest will be next week. I'll be able to have Wilhelm Velderhof give his update now that he sees it really is much larger than anything that may have been initially suspected in his assessment there. But yeah, he was not going to be able to join us tomorrow. He regrets to inform us. But quite a lot of damage that they're causing. I mean, see, what was the figure I had? Of course, that would be not francs these days. It would be in euros. And already costing the French taxpayer, I assume you could put that on, right? We have 1 billion euros, at least, already in damage as this continues. So over here, back in the States, a little more news. A judge blocked this attempt to manipulate social media narratives, which was largely engineered by the Biden administration. And so this was at least an acknowledgement in the courts, you know, that this happens. Of course, it's just one of many instances of this sort of thing. And, well, very, what, partisan, right? I mean, the Biden administration is to blame. Ah, I see here David has joined us, and ooh, I'm not sure how quickly he jumped on. Hello, David.
Hello, Richard. My apologies for my tardiness in starting the show. But I think France is experiencing the joys of diversity here, Richard. And what a couple of days it's been there over there in France. Looting, pillaging, burning. They have it all over there. It's just the joys of diversity, Richard.
Yeah, I don't have too much detail on the original incident. Just that there was a French Algerian, as they're calling this kid. This Algerian, you know, they're calling him a French Algerian. You don't hear that. I mean, over here, what you'd say, African-American, not American-African, right? So it should be an Algerian Frenchman. Yeah, really. But it's like they want to make these people sound as French as possible, these dark skins. And so it's interesting how they have to put the word French in front, French Algerian, at a traffic stop. But, oh, no, they think it was more likely that the trigger was pulled because he wasn't white. Never mind his record, his long record, right?
Well, yeah.
I don't know. Did you hear much about the details of the original incident there? I mean, you know.
No, well.
Who's to say?
I saw the video basically
intentionally right from the start. You know, in social media posts and reposts.
Yeah, you know, I saw the video. You know, where the guy basically just drives away when the cops are. You know, he tries to drive away when the cops are pulling him over, and you know, I have to say that's. I don't really support the cops shooting anyone over an incident like that, regardless of, you know, who they are. But, you know, I guess they have the same problem here we do in the States here. The cops are out of control and heavily armed and ready to kill people. So I don't really, you know, support that or like that, but it's just interesting. I think also we're seeing this sort of reaction happen because France has been, I think, you know, under a lot of, let's say, tension, just due to, you know, the fact that they've created a state where you have a lot of people who are, you know, unrelated and have nothing in common and don't really like each other, all crammed together in a country, much like America. And I think it's another indication the whole multicultural experiment is a failure and it goes against the basic tenets of human nature.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's something that the race-blind liberals, though, seem like they'll never acknowledge, admit to. You know, the need for there to be a bit of genetic separation in communities for the betterment of all humanity, basically, right?
Yeah, it really is the, you know, the core religion of the modern liberal. It's this idea that we all have to live together no matter what. And the government's going to decide, you know, who those people will be that make up the country. And essentially destroying the very notion of what a nation is and going against just the basic human nature, I think. And so, unfortunately, France is you know, has a rough time ahead of it, just like America, quite frankly.
Yes, and as far as the news I reported on earlier over here, well, I don't know, did you hear about this ridiculous story about cocaine at the White House?
Yeah, of course, the first thought is Hunter Biden must have been there recently. Yeah, that's kind of strange. As a white powder was found, it just happened to be cocaine. Well, you know, I think cocaine use is actually endemic inside of Washington. So it's not surprising, quite frankly. And what can I say? It doesn't surprise me that there was cocaine found in the White House. Not at all, unfortunately.
Right. Yes, but they're, of course, making it sound like it's a shocking revelation. And, I'm mentioning this contracting with social media companies. Evidently, we had a judge in Louisiana, a federal judge in Louisiana, forbade multiple federal agencies and named officials from having any contact with social media companies with the intent to moderate content. So, I mean, COVID and the Hunter Biden laptop are some of the key examples pointed out that the administration was manipulating, colluding with social media. But, I mean, it's really been that way with pretty much everything for quite a while. So it almost seems like they're trying to make this seem like a, just a rare incident, right?
Indeed. I think it's also just a, sort of a panic reaction in terms of, the elite, the people in charge are finding it, they really are not able to control the narrative like they used to, and they really don't like it. And so, of course, their first reaction is to try to censor, Macron, who I call Maticon in France, wants to be able to, censor all the awful footage of the rioting, people driving cars into buildings and, blowing things up and burning things down. He wants to censor that footage, too. So because it's unpleasant. It's an unpleasant truth, let's say. So, yeah, this has been going for quite a long time, Richard. And I really think they're having trouble controlling the narrative, and they're panicking on all fronts.
Yes, and really, this is a crucial time, I think, in the shift in this country that they have underway with all this immigration and, just the anti-white, anti-family. I have to point out, there is a strong anti-Christian sentiment out there in favor of, like, LGBT and communist sort of the minions they like to prop up as their foot soldiers. So but there is a sense in this time in America where they don't want too many people to rock the boat, as they want to solidify a lot of these transitions, and so they certainly don't want too many people complaining about things now, influencing their neighbors to do the same. David.
Well, absolutely. I don't think the. It's really, unfortunately for them, the plan they have is really not very popular. It does not jive with the average white, anti-Christ, person.
Anti-Southern world. I'm sorry, we jumped right into the break.
Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to T-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-and lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All of my little bad, all those things I can never be sure where to begin.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my Wednesday co-host, David Scorpio. And I understand you're planning on joining Jeremy tonight for his broadcast of In Plain Sight on RBN. Is that right, David?
Well, yes, Richard. You know, let's be honest, really what's happening is we're having, you know, Jewish values thrust upon a formerly Christian society. I think that's really the issue here. Jewish values being, you know, shoved down our throats, whether we like it or not. And that includes LGBTQ, WTF ideology and the parade of weirdness and sort of foreign beliefs that... we see it every turn right now, and it's becoming more and more unpopular. There's no denying that now.
No, definitely. Yeah, the sides are being drawn, and, well, people are going to be more willing to take sides, really, more extreme viewpoints of one side or the other. They have no choice because of how much this has been politicized at this point.
Well, and, yeah, and of course, you know, yesterday was the 4th of July, and what exactly were we celebrating? Are we celebrating this new, strange ideology that America's becoming, this strange foreign country to those who grew up here, or were we celebrating the sort of traditional idea of what America was and what we remember it being. So I think America is really having an identity crisis. And the question is, which way will the country go? What will the country become?
Now, I'm sure a lot of people have their differing viewpoints on that. If anyone wants to call in today with with their views on that topic. Having just had Independence Day, it certainly is a pertinent question. I have to say the same thing I said on Monday, though. The one thing they did get right is the association of gunpowder with freedom, David. But these people seem to think that we're still free and that, you know, we were successful and have maintained everything ever since Independence Day. And, you know, private central banks, no matter, right?
Well, that's actually a really good point, Richard. The association of gunpowder and freedom, that's a very good point. And, of course, now they're actually trying to replace firework displays with drone shows. That's not popular either, but they're trying to do it anyway. You know, so it's funny here in Southern California, you know, all fireworks are illegal. And my God, the sky just lit up all night last night with large fireworks. I mean, people getting their hands on, you know, almost commercial grade fireworks and shooting them off on their own. So another indication of things aren't quite going the way they want them to.
Yes, well, I was noticing another article about a $1.5 trillion program for home buyers, really propping up banks instead of the middle class, a socialist flub system, as it's being described, at work protecting the banks. This federal home loan bank system, a relic of FDR and the Great Depression, subsidizes banks, not individuals. Much like its twin sibling, the Federal Reserve System, it is a socialist institution that rely of manipulation rather than free markets. And they say the first sign of deep trouble in U.S. banking this year came from a sun-baked office complex in the San Diego suburb. There, a small firm called Silvergate Capital Corp. assured investors it was weathering a run on deposits, its lifeline about $4.3 billion from a federal home loan bank. And we're hearing about some people are already getting out, that the housing bubble is showing signs of stress enough where some people are starting to bail. And I've seen that what's on the market now is only 1/20th of the available properties which are out there. And let's see, there was another number of, was it related to exposure? Referring to a trillion already in but I don't know. Have you been keeping up with this weathering? I mean, I don't know. It's not going to turn out badly for the investors. Just like in 2008, you know, those who own property are kosher and need to be taken care of, David.
Well, it's sort of a revolving door, a repeating of what's been going on for a long time, which is we have, you know, capitalism for the average person who will lose their shirt when the market goes down. And you've got socialism for the insiders who will be protected because they're too big to fail, or, you know, they just have the right connections to get the free magic shekels.
Indeed. Oh, I hear that break. All right, well, we'll take calls if you want to call in, folks. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my Wednesday co-host, David Scorpio. And, you know, some people are talking about a global economic collapse in their assessments. People have no clue how truly monumentally close they're saying we are to a complete global economic collapse. The world economy is becoming unglued. Models miss real-world behavior. How Bidenomics generates more debt and inflation. So, you know, certainly there are a lot of headlines discussing the economy. And I can't find where that one article was mentioning the actual amount. I don't know. It's not really possible, basically, to move the amount. It's like 4 times the units than people working age should be able to be these home buyers. You know, so they're saying, where are all these home buyers going to come from? It's about like 300 and something thousand potential. And then you have say 1.5 million units, something like that was the comparison there. But yeah, I don't know, the housing bubble. Do you want to refer to that specifically, David?
Well, sure. Unfortunately, I don't believe. I mean, there is a housing bubble. Absolutely, the prices are outrageous. They have not. People's income have not kept up with the incredible rise in real estate value. But unfortunately, we don't have a free market, and we're not going to have a huge collapse of real estate value, even though there should be. It will be propped up secretly. And what's going to happen is, you know, firms like BlackRock and Vanguard are going to continue to buy up property for cash. and sit on it and turn it into rental property. So that's all actually part of their plan to make home ownership very difficult. So unfortunately, we don't have a free market in anything. And, you know, this cabal, whatever you want to call it, the Illuminati, they, you know, they already own almost everything in terms of major businesses, major corporations. We don't have real competition at all anymore. That's an illusion that we see at the micro level, because we do live in competition. The average person does. But when you work your way up the food chain, it doesn't really exist. And I don't think there's going to be a big drop in real estate value. There should be. It should probably drop by 50% or in a lot of states, but that's not going to happen.
Oh, 50%. Yeah, no. Interesting fair projection. You don't expect, of course, will ever get realized. And, oh, I didn't mention to you that it was reported Greta Thunberg met with Zelensky. And so, you know, after, you know, all the other celebrities have been checked off the list. I mean, Zelensky has met with Mark Hamill. He's met with Sean Penn. He met with Bono. Only one left was.
Yeah, you two did a performance there in Ukraine, if you recall. They actually, during the war, Ukraine did a performance, you know. So, of course, yeah, thank God Greta visited him too. Maybe she gave him some advice on how to fight the war and keep his carbon footprint down during the war.
And I have to get in this before we go to the phones. This is great. Okay. Just in. This is just in, folks. The World Economic Forum. And they have a solution now to deal with global warming and excess. We have too many clothes, David. Okay. The WEF says fashion will be abolished by 2030. Humans will all wear a uniform. I mean, I'm not making this up. I wish I could make up something this good, but yeah, they're actually they're going to be pushing this now.
Well, it's not surprising they want to turn us into sort of a hive mind slave race, and so it makes sense. We all have a gray jumpsuit that we wear, and you know, the women's jumpsuit might have, like, you know, a lower cut front and maybe a few sparkly things on it to indicate they're females. But that'll be about it. But again, I think these people at the World Economic Forum have pretty much lost their minds. And I think it's going to be very difficult to make that happen. At least we'll have lots of women in our camp if they try to pull that off.
Right. Indeed. Touche. Good point there. Yeah, let's jump to the phones. Let's see. First, oh, lucky you, David. First in the queue, we have Brian in Washington. Brian.
Hi, guys. Morning to you. On July 2nd, on RBN, the Republic of Texas, two-hour show, the last 20 minutes, Lark called in to voice his concern. Been at this a long time. A lot of people just think this communitarianism word needs to be dismissed, or as the guest said to Lark, well, didn't Robert Ravold have you on? We've covered it. Let's move on. Well, this is my frustration. Mark Windows was a host for a while on RBN. He's insisting, you know, communitarianism, it's just a morphing of communism. And he's over there in England most of the time, and Giuseppe jumped up on that, and boy, yeah, it's just communism. So let's move on to this chucklehead Steve Faulkner. He does videos. He's involved with something called Space Busters, and he looked into communitarianism for 10 minutes and decided, hell yeah, it's just communism. Let's move on. There is not Pepperdine University down in California. Conservative communitarians. So, yeah, are conservatives communists? Or, you know, are we going to continue to participate in this right-left dialectic of, oh, it's just a bunch of lefties No, it's both sides of the aisle. There's an amazingly popular guy who's of Irish ancestry in England, Richie Allen. How come he never wants to have Lark on? He'd rather, you know, have Mark Windows on, and they can talk about the Illuminati, the Nephilim, and all of this complete nonsense. Line up Brendan O'Connell, who said the word communitarianism 20 times, and a bunch of the before-mentioned chuckleheads, and that would include Michael Sludge, and let's have a kindergarten-level test. What is this word? And I'm sorry, all of them are going to get a great big fat F. We are not looking into this word. And if you go to the 2nd of July, you can hear the frustration in Lark's voice, who's been at RBN for ages. And why is it that it's continuing to just get dismissed? We've already covered it. Let's go on to the Ukraine and on frigging nonsense. Meanwhile, send your shekels to RBN because we're hitting that out of the park? No. Some kind of a open discussion, debate needs to happen. And I think the ball's in your two fellas' court. End of rant.
David, would you like to respond?
Oh, I dozed off. Did the caller? I'm sorry. Was there a caller?
Yes, Brian was talking about the importance of the word communitarianism being defined and covered more.
No, I haven't heard that before. That's new. I've not heard that word before. Brian, look, you know, I appreciate where you're coming from, but I don't think there's anything magic in the word communitarianism. I've looked into it. I had you on the show years ago. I just don't share your belief that communitarianism, that word, is the magic word that's going to solve everything. And if people just understand it, it's really, when you boil it all down, communitarianism is just another sneaky Jewish trick cooked up by an Israeli Jew who had military intelligence connections back during the founding of Israel. And, you know, it is part of, you know, this new system, but I believe it's going to be a hybrid system. We're seeing all the elements of it come forward. And yes, there are elements of, I would say, technocracy involved. You reject that offhand completely.
Absolutely not. The technocracy.
Well, I don't care what you think. I'm talking right now.
Do you dismiss this? I was answering. Go ahead.
Okay. Next caller.
Yeah, that would be standard operating procedure. Okay.
Well, Brian, I didn't interrupt you when you were talking, did I?
You asked for a response from me. I was simply not
was
going
in the
to
middle
hesitate
of a sentence,
to do
sir.
It.
Sir, I was in the middle of a sentence.
Well, listen to the archive, and you can see where I have a substantial point. You were asking, are you dismissing technocracy involvement in this? I was simply answering your question.
No, I made a statement that you reject technocracy. I didn't ask you if you did. I know you reject technocracy because you've stated that many times. I think there's an element of technocracy in the system. There's an element of communism. Really, what you need to do is look to communist or so-called communist China. That is the New World Order system they want to export worldwide. And it's actually a hybrid system, and it's not communism. It's not any one thing. It's the most efficient form of totalitarianism ever conceived.
Okay, well, possibly you could put down your surfboard for a while and realize what's going on in Europe. The entire European Union is run by communitarian law, and yet you want us to go over to China and analyze that Jew-controlled country. I think it is important that technology be utilized to implement this new global governance system. But to dismiss it as a philosophy, that's Vicky Davis and a bunch of, you know, Darren Weeks and a bunch of these other chuckleheads that are misleading people, as is, oh, it's technocracy's the boogeyman. Complete frigging nonsense. Technocracy will be utilized to implement.
Okay. Brian, it's not nonsense. We saw technocracy come forward during COVID. We had men in white coats tell us how to live, and if you don't do this, you're going to die. We had unelected scientists making policy. That's the definition of technocracy, okay?
You haven't seen technocracy come forward yet. Wait till you can't...
We did already during COVID.
Yeah, well, wait till you see what's coming with this carbon credit thing and how many, you know, social credit scores you have today on your dumb phone. You haven't seen any technocracy
yet.
Wait till you see.
That's true. I think the social credit scores and the control will be much harsher with the green agenda and with the racial equity agenda than it ever will be with the pandemics.
Well, when you go to window in your broadcast, Richard, I think Lark could fill in an hour blindfolded.
Oh,
okay, yes. No, I mean, I just wish he would have just kept his show all along the last time he had one on the station. He wanted the gaps and the breaks. But, I mean, yes, you know, we'll see every so often. It's good to have Lark on. I agree. Next caller, Daryl in Canada. Daryl.
Well, my vote, well, I was going to say probably 9 out of 100 people thought exactly like David when they heard about cocaine in the West Wing. Hunter. I mean, although my money's on the glassbreaker, Kareem Jean-Pierre. It certainly wouldn't be Uncle Joe. I mean, he's got atrial fibrillation. His heart's beating like crazy, and it's only going about 70%. So that, and cocaine raises your heart rate.
Did I miss a story, the glassbreaker with Kareem Jean-Pierre?
Well, you know, that's what she calls herself and what Tucker Carlson always talks her like, remember? That was her first words when she got up on the podium, a year and a half ago. I'm a glass ceiling breaker type of thing.
Ah, okay.
Remember that?
She'll never catch up. She'll never catch up to Hillary Clinton throwing all the ashtrays and what have you. But anyway.
No, that's true. Okay. Yeah, a couple of stories here quickly. I see that mass shooter. I don't know if you saw that picture, probably. I think it was on Information Liberation or something. The mass shooter from Philadelphia. Yeah, he's a black transgender, a huge BLM supporter. I mean, he killed 5, I think, and a few dozen were injured. And as usual, it was kind of a big story in the mainstream media until the shooter's ID. If he's not white, I mean, it goes away, David.
Well, yeah, I think the key to this story, the cocaine story, is probably a communitarian doing cocaine in the White House.
Okay, that needs to... Yeah, and that new law in Michigan, I don't know. I think it's something like the Florida law. I think it's I think it's more to scare people, unless somebody's really extreme in something, in some of the speech, and is, you know, got somebody held down and about to hit them and calling them all kinds of names. So I don't think that's going to go anywhere. I mean, the police, first of all, just like in Florida recently, they demonstrated they're not even going to enforce those speech laws because, you know, there's no way they're going to... Really, I mean, what judge is really going to give any legs to that and give a harsh sentence? They're going to look like fools. So it's most talk, no action. I'll finally say this about BlackRock. Like David said, he's right. I mean, BlackRock, you don't know what's going on. BlackRock totally muddles the housing market in North America. We've never seen this before. It's interference, by these mass buy-ups. There's just really no way to know that the state of the housing market. People talk about this and that. It's like no way to know what this debt is going to do, like the debt in the United States and even in Canada, but mostly in the United States. What's that going to do in the long term, like, you know, in the next 10 years? It's just, you can just guess at it. There's no way to know with the interference of BlackRock. It's it's impossible to know.
That's true. And, you know, you've got Vanguard, State Street, and you've got some other big players that are doing the same thing that are probably owned by the same people, in all honesty. And yeah, it's hard to even calculate how many properties these companies are buying and sitting on, and they're using cash, so the interest rates doesn't affect anything they do.
And yeah. And one more thing while Daryl's on, David. David was mentioning to Jeremy he might have a Handsome Truth on as a guest. I know Handsome Truth was a guest on American National Radio Network. Do you have any updates on whatever happened with?
Well, Yeah, apparently this law, I agree with the caller saying, they're really not going to enforce this law widespread because it's just, you know, going to be very unpopular. They're going to look stupid. But yes. Handsome Truth is actually, you know, was arrested in Georgia recently for disturbing the peace. So nothing's going to come of that. But, you know, he's a marked man for what he's done. And he has a lot of courage, you know, putting out information directly on the streets to people. You know, a lot of people don't like him. They think he's some kind of a fed. I don't share that opinion. He's actually a very nice guy, very humble when you talk to him. And he's very dedicated in what he's doing.
Okay, I look forward to him on any show. Yeah, he's certainly a funny guy, that's for sure. He's a little, you know, he's got to tone down his temper a little bit, but otherwise I think he's fine. If you ever watch some of his Omegle stuff, it's pretty shocking and funny, actually. Have you seen some of that, David?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, he's trolling. You know, part of what he does, he's trolling these people to get a reaction from them, and it's... A lot of people don't understand that part of what's going on is he's trolling these people, trying to get them to get angry.
Right, and he comes across some pretty open-minded people, and he wakes them up too. And I think that's the most satisfying thing about watching that. You can just see in their eyes; they're just shocked, like this, that. Are you kidding? And then, okay, I'm all on board. And boy, he's changing a few minds and hearts.
Well, I think Handsome Truth might be a secret communitarian, too, so you should watch out for that.
Okay, guys, it's a great show. Thanks for taking my call, Richard.
Thank you, Daryl. And Patrick in Texas. Patrick.
Appreciate it. It's all Bolshevikism to me. It's the same template they do over and over. I was reading Michael Gatty's recommended book, To the Victors Go to the Monuments and the... and the myths. And in about 1820, before the Karl Marx, they had they broke down between the Masons and the Christians, and they were in the voting bloc. And of course, Lincoln created the Republicans, which was all Jewish control. But people knew back then, you know, the Masons were the anti-Christian block, and you know, and that's where it's like Cicero said, you know, people can stand. We got a nation will stand its fools, its ambitions, and the enemy at the gate, but it can't withstand its tyrants from within. And that's what they do. They creep around, and they're able to infiltrate. And that's what these you call it the Masons, you call it whatever the Fabians, the Rosicrucians, the Order. It's just numerous Illuminati. It's all the same thing. They're a secret society that are infiltrating and taking over. In a technocracy, man, they've been doing this for God, hundreds of years. But the invention of the CUSIP number on a birth certificate, you know, where it's always like Jim Capricorn said, it's hypothecation. It's assuming debt on people, but it's also called legalization. That's how they're doing it to everybody. The worldwide, they're all through this legalized bar system. You know, it's here. You know, it ain't coming. It's here. And I'll turn it back over to y'all. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. And for the sake of time, we'll jump to Rick in Arizona. Rick.
Yeah, the old guy, the guy that just talked, he's pretty good. I love his calls. You know, it's just Bolshevism. No, you, Scorp, you said you interviewed Handsome Truth?
I've interviewed him, I think, 3 times now over the years.
Did you interview him in the last 2 weeks or something?
No. I think the last time we talked with him on American National Radio Network was several months ago.
Yeah.
But Mike Sledge is in touch with him and, you know, behind the scenes, just getting updates on what's happening to him.
Okay, so somebody said they passed another law in Michigan or something, a speech law?
Well, they're attempting to pass a law that has to do with using pronouns, you know, that's as I understand it, but that's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to pass. Well, it's not going to go through the legislature. You know, you have to use he, she, or whatever, you know, it, or, you know, shim, whatever their pronoun is. I don't even know all that stuff. But whatever these weirdos want to call themselves, if you don't use the right pronouns, then it's against the law. And that's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to pass.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, that's it. Thanks for taking the call.
Okay, and we have Paul in California. Paul.
Well, we're running out of time. I was obviously prompted to call because of Brian, and I was actually going to joke and say I don't always do cocaine, but when I do, I get it from Hunter Biden because he's got the stuff. You know, Brian, listen, I enjoy your calls most of the time because they do make for entertainment, but you've been beating this communitarianism thing for many years now, and nothing has changed. Everybody, you know, has a different way of thinking about this problem. Henry Ford wrote a book 100 years ago that the subtitle was "The World's Foremost Problem." He bought a newspaper. And since then, all sorts of books and have been published. There's been radio shows. There's been literature, pamphlets, podcasts. There's really only one thing worth talking about, and it's Jewish power. And for those people who say, well, you know, it might not be the Jews, it could be, you know, non-human entities and so forth, and that may be true. It's not provable, because every time you turn around, if it is a non-human or alien entity, then they're putting on a Jewish skin suit so that they can pull the levers and push the buttons. And in my opinion, the only debate or discussion that they're having is what they're going to do to us next, right? They get together and, you know, we're talking about having a debate or discussion about communitarianism or some other term. Okay, fine, I'm all for that. I'll have another one. I already debated Lark in Texas, and from the listener response, they were mostly on my side. You know, we're looking at,
well, Paul,
you know, a real... Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Paul, this is proof that you're a communitarian, you know, so... You're outing yourself as a communitarian, and I think the more times you stay communitarian, the better it's going to get.
Well, I thank you for that. I'll go back to my cocaine and my Jewish girlfriend at the moment. Thank you guys for taking my call.
And we're going to have to ban Jewish skin suits. That's it. Well, thank
communitarian.
You, thank you, David. It's a pleasure, as always.
Thank you, Richard.
And check out David with Jeremy tonight. It's 9 p.m. Central on RBN In Plain Sight.
And we'll be talking about communitarianism, Richard.
All right. Score. And we'll speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.